that I grew up in, where everything is used. Used cars, used hearts, used people. So much so. And when I am not with you, I'm never really home. I'm just another fish swimming in circles round the bowl out here. It's a California holiday, and I've never felt this way. Can you believe I'm missing Buffalo? It's the only place I really know. At the end of the day, plays a song, you know, it makes you feel worlds away, and I feel worlds away.
Knock, knock, who's there?
Knock, knock, knock. I am the one who knocks, knocks, knocks.
Hello!
Lately I've been feeling like a rag doll. Lately I've been feeling like you're sticking needles through my skin. Do you think did you get what you wanted? Was it worth it, baby? Was
it?
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. We got Caso coming up in a minute. This is episode number 95 on November 28th, 2017. It's blackout season. I'm amped to talk with Caso. We had him on here quite a while back, and what I was told was that it was one of our best episodes, so we definitely have been looking forward to bringing him back and seeing what's happened, because a lot has transpired since then. So, with that being said, we're going to get into some music, and actually, we got to talk about a couple things real quickly. I was up in both New Hampshire and Maine this weekend doing some rap things. On Friday night, we were at the Mr. Cheeks show in Manchester. He called in the week before, so if you missed the Mr. Cheeks interview, definitely check out soundcloud.com/LFOD. And we had the Justin Clancy interview as well. So the Clancy one is crazy because he switched up his whole style in a very dope way and became even truer to himself. And a lot of gems in there about artistry and pursuing your dreams and all of that. So, and we're about to get more of those today with Caso. So shout out to those dudes, Mr. Cheeks, BK Productions, Jigs Music, for their show up in Manchester. And then we did the Ruckus Cup up in Portland, Maine, with the Rap Night homies. $1,000 on the line. This dude Uncle Levin out of Rhode Island came up and won it. It was a freestyle rap battle. It was super official. They had the brackets. They had Boogie Tunes DJ crew. Aku Stowe performed. Trails. DJ Myth on the ones and twos and more. It was pretty dope. You don't see a lot of sort of battles like that these days. They were throwing out beats at him, so it was like, not only did you have to diss the dude, but you had to ride the beat. So that definitely helped some people and hurt others, but it was still dope. There were some funny dudes. This dude Killer Chris was hilarious, so if anyone knows Killer Chris, tell them to hit us up. So anyway, among others, so shout out to Rap Night for another successful Ruckus Cup, the 10th annual. They'll be doing it again next year. There's a New Hampshire one in the spring too, the Granite State Gauntlet, so stay tuned here. But I say all that to say this, there's a lot of dope hip hop happening all over New England, up north, down south, you know, east, west. It's a decent sized region, but if you're down to travel, you can catch a lot of dope things. We're going to try to keep you informed with that. We're going to get into this Caso. If you're tuned in out there, Twitter, @LiveFreeODRadio, Facebook, Instagram, LFOD Radio. We're about to be live on Facebook, Instagram. You can just get some pictures and stuff. But this is his new record. This is Glow Up, and you're tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Switch lanes when I roll up. Same game when I roll up. Stay shines and glow. Stay shines and glow. Stay shines and glow. Stay shines and glow. Low thing like the older. Body cane like the cola. Switch lanes when I roll up. Same game when I roll up. Stay shines and glow. Stay shines and glow. Stay shines and glow. Stay shines and glow. See your next like a bow. See him crawling on the floor. But I got the world on my shoulder. Now they won't take a photo. Now they won't be in the video. Cause they heard we got the pretty hoes. Why Picasso accidentally though? Cause I'm popping in the city now. Rock bowl like I'm cola belly. Stress a beef when you want a deli. I murder mommy, said she want for special. Make it special, let her call me Eddie. Stress yours, stop stressing mine. It's for them people, said it's not my time. Get a second, I'ma help you search. Thank you, it's my lost your mind. Things change when you glow. Things change when you glow. Things change when you glow. Things change when you doing well. Low thing like the older. Body cane like the cola. Switch lanes when I roll up. Same game when I roll up. Things change when you glow. 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 Low thing like the older. Body cane like the cola. Switch lanes when I roll up. Same game when I roll up. Things change when you glow. Things change when you glow. Things change when you glow. Things change when you glow.
Hey, yo, and we are back with Caso. What's good, my dude? What's happening?
What's going on, player? How you living?
Good. We're a little crazy right now. I never knew how much I need Tia. Tia, come back. You cannot get sick again.
You doing good.
This is crazy, man. We're live on Facebook now, though. We're live on the radio. What's good? You got some viewers. Oh, there it is.
Why?
Yo, things change when you're glowing.
Yeah, man.
What's good?
I'm doing well, man. We're in the middle of blackout season right now. We're in the promo break of blackout season. We're going to be back December 7th, but it's been an amazing first couple of weeks of the season.
Yeah, man. We got Black Morris, Caso Fonzarelli, the hottest in the city, Mr. Jubilee.
It's the same thing.
Yes. My dude, blackout season. We're not even going to get into what that is, because if people don't know, they just need to go to Caso TV on YouTube and get hip. We're going to just get right into this. Man, we're not even halfway through, and you got 12 tracks out already.
It's 12 already?
Yeah, it might even be 14.
Oh, no, actually it's 12, but it's 2 because Jubilee and Wintertime Love-ish is from earlier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Man, 46, is that real?
Sounds about real. I'm not going to lie to you, but, you know, I can't make any promises. You have to watch the season very closely and find out what happens.
I've been watching it. It's been dope watching this whole thing unfold. Yeah, man. You've been... There's certain people that, like, it just feels good to see get everything they've been deserving and, like, really, you know, see them winning. And, like, you've been... This has been a long time coming, my dude.
Yeah, I've been like undercover working on this and like planning this for years. So it's beautiful to watch all these things come into fruition. I know these are the first steps, but like it's been amazing so far. I'm really proud of myself and my team.
How important is this moment for you?
I believe that this is going to be the thing to cement me as the artist that I think I am. And I believe that all the hard work that I've been putting into it, all the nights of sleep that I've been losing, are finally going to come and pay off. So extremely important, extremely, like, and extremely gratifying as well, if I may add.
As it should be. I mean, you must be just having fun right now. You planned it out. It's rolling. Is it doing what you wanted?
It's gauging a lot of attention that I wanted, and I've been watching the number of people, you know, pulling in requests for performances and things of that nature. So I would have to say yes, but the next portion of it is we're going to function on a higher level. So that's what I'm looking forward to more. So
when you say next, you mean after blackout season? Because we're on a break, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean the second portion of blackout season, because right now being us on a break, the promo break, you know, we're going to take this time to reevaluate a couple of things, make sure everything's working, and whatever's not working, we're going to, you know, tend to it. And, you know, when we come back, make sure everything is perfect. So as of right now, when it comes back, I'm a little flustered right now, but when it comes back, December 7th for the second portion of blackout season, it's going to be amazing.
December 7th?
December 7th is coming right back.
So Boston Music Awards, you do that on purpose?
No, I was unaware of this. I don't get invited to those things, so I don't, you know what I mean, playing around those things.
We finally got the invite, and I always said I wasn't going to go until they...
Are you gonna go?
Yeah. Not until they invite. I said I have to be invited. I was never gonna like buy a ticket.
Understand.
I don't know. Maybe that's bad. Maybe I'm not supporting the scene properly. But
you're setting a goal for yourself, you know?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And you achieved it.
Yeah. Hey, we wrote you in on our ballot. So next year, hopefully they listen to us.
Hopefully they listen to, you know, a lot of people, because, you know, I'm working hard out here. I think I deserve it. Wink, wink.
They're going to be straight up ignoring you at this point.
That's cool.
If they no, not them, but like anyone who doesn't, like, there's no option but to take it that way.
This is why you're the homie, because you understand.
Word.
You understand.
So we're back December 7th, and that's dope that you said you're going to reevaluate, because one of the things that you do is you're extra confident, but you're not afraid to like pull back and analyze things and reintroduce things. Like, after you've experimented a little bit, you don't get you really take a lot of growth from like losses and even things that people wouldn't even perceive as losses. So you want to talk about like what your approach is to how you orchestrate the season like this?
Well, initially the plan was to service a bunch of content and keep the users, not the users, the consumers engaged, and as of right now, we're realizing that, like, it was becoming a bit oversaturated, not in the sense that, like, we were given too much music, but you're so used to me sporadically releasing music that it's not a surprise anymore. It's like a tour, you get bored with it. So the break is to give people, you know, that opportunity to miss it. And then when we come back, it's like, oh, yeah, I remember, this is dope. And then with all the new content, you're going to be like, oh, this is why I was paying attention before. Somebody else you need to pay attention to, you know?
Yeah, I mean, because you were dropping them. I mean, Black Friday was like 3 or 4 records.
That ended up being 6. Instagram was player hating on me. Instagram. I was uploading videos. I uploaded the same video like 7 times and it would not post. I don't really know why, but I didn't care because Black Friday was happening.
It was lit. Care. You got to do the MP4, right?
The MP4?
If you do the MOV, it won't work.
Yeah, I was doing the MP4. The sketchy thing about all of that is those songs that were released for Black Friday was recorded right before they were released.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know how it is. It's funny because you are wicked planned out, but I also know things take place directly before the deadline.
Yeah, but it got to a point where, like, we pushed ourselves ahead of our schedule.
Okay.
But, you know, life happens. But just because life happened, there was no way in hell I was stopping. I started, and if it meant that I had to, like, sleep in the studio all week and make sure these songs were going to come out, they were going to come out. So it was just like, I'm just proud that it happened, you know?
Is it possible to derail you now, or are you?
No. No. And my team is together. We're functioning amazing. You know, my boy D is functioning as the road manager, the president of the label with me. So, like, it's dope as hell. I'm blessed. Nothing can stop us.
I truly believe that. So how far out is this schedule? Because do you have like a 5-year plan, plan too? What are you doing?
It's still extensive. I'm disappointed in myself for turning 25 and not reaching 50 million. So now I have to like, I'm not even gonna lie to you, I was really, really sad.
If people go back to the last podcast, like you broke that down.
Yeah. But now, with my team functioning the manner that they're functioning, we just started a clothing line. We just opened a studio. We started a film company. Like, I'm 50 million is gonna be changing a little bit. So
okay.
I'm not worried. I'm excited.
That's dope, man. I mean, it's gonna happen. It's just a matter. I think it's just a matter of sticking to the script. You know.
That's the hard part, though, because I'm gonna be honest with you. There'd be nights where, like, you know, nothing moves forward and we're still putting forth 100% energy and you wonder, like, why am I still doing this? But, like, we don't ever stop. If one of us slows down, you know what I mean? Like, D being somebody's ear, I being somebody's ear, and then, like, we keep each other motivated, we keep each other going, and that's the only reason why we're becoming successful and maintaining this amount of success.
How important has the team been to this? Because I know you were, you know, solo at it for quite a while.
You never know that how valuable something is until you have it, I would have to say. It's one of them things where prior to this, I was doing everything by myself. You was aware of that, you know what I mean?
That's why we relate.
Yeah. And then D came into the picture and it was like, why weren't we doing this before? Like,
right.
What took us so long to get to this point where, like, we're functioning as one together? And then the Bird, you already know Bird with the videos.
Yep.
And Jeff, I think you met Jeff before.
Yep.
With the videos as well. So, like, all of us moving as, like, one collective is a blessing, you know? You're no longer looking at a situation where it's like, how am I going to do this? It's like, how are we going to do this? And it's a bunch of people that you can depend on. It's not a bunch of people you have to worry about whether or not it's going to get done. So it's a blessing. It's true.
And they hold you accountable, too, like each
all
other.
All the time.
Yeah?
All the time. Never get away with anything. Castle, you said this was going to happen. You said we was going to do this. Don't give up. You better make sure this happens. It's real, though. I love them. I wouldn't trade them for the world.
It's beautiful. So I want to play a record. I know we're going to do a little bit shorter interview, but I want to play a couple records.
Let's do it.
We're going to play Double the Bands, especially because that 50's changing. So we talk about 100 now.
Nah.
AC. Casso. This is new Casso, Double the Bands. Video for this is dope. I don't know why he was talking about Jay like that. You're right. No. Is he wanting to defend himself or is he going to?
We got D in the studio. Hold on.
Oh, me? Hey, listen, I was just in acting mode. You know what I mean? It was pretty much, you know what I mean? It's entertainment. You know what I'm saying? I will be honest with you.
So you don't actually listen to Diddy either?
No, I actually am very inspired by the, they actually call us like for real, like Jay-Z and Diddy, because I'm more of like the motivator. You know what I mean? If you're doing something and I see you slack, I'm be like, yo, what are you doing? And I'm gonna say it to your face, and I'm, you know what I mean? And I'm gonna make sure we move. So yeah, man. It is what it is. Sometimes, you know, sometimes I'm more on the Diddy side, so I side with him. But I was just acting. You know, I love you, Jay.
That's man. Good. Did you read? You ever read The Big Payback?
The Big Payback? Nah, I did not.
Book if you're into the business side of things.
Who,
like
written
that.
By who?
I want to say, I think his name is Nelson George, but basically a dude who's been around. It charts the whole history of hip hop from when it became like you know, it's closely related to Def Jam, but it follows everybody. You see, like, he was there for everything. He got all the stories. You see Diddy come up. You see Lior. You see Sway. Like everything, like, all around it. And, like, Diddy had, you know, there's very specific ways that people made it work. And, like, you see how they all, you know, had their own styles. But it's a lot of gems in there, and a lot of it applies to modern day. So
say no
I
more.
Recommend it to the entrepreneurs out there.
Say no more.
Anyway, Double the Bands. That's what we're doing here. Live Free or Die Radio. It's new Casso. It's blackout season.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
Double the bands, double the bands, double the paper. Double the bands, double the bands, double the paper. Double the bands, double the bands, double the paper. Double the bands, double the bands, double the paper. 2020, I don't see threats. Data's on me, but I see checks. I've been getting close to the dream. Ironies that I sleep less. Say more, but I speak less. Getting money is a reflex. Who gon' stop?
Nobody.
Oh my God, I think I'm Keith Sweat. Oh my God, I think I'm on the road. Boy sick, think he caught a cold. Same dude, said he never sold. Couldn't get the Q cup and bought the O. Shh. Keep my name, all I need to know. Only thing that you need to know. Say I'm skinny, but I'm eating up. Yeah, and again, this got me fucked up. Bitch, okay, then she locked up. You ain't talking money, shut the fuck up. Cause I'm rolling with the same gang. Still hating, getting shame, shame. Laid low to remain sane. And I leveled up when that pain came. Money calling, that's the ring ring. Different world like the Wayne Wayne. Opportunity knocking like bang bang. Hit me like dang man. Why you always got a name change? Black moles, Casa Fonzarelli, best rap alive. It's the same thing. Yeah, again, it's the same thing. We ain't even in the same game. How the fuck I'm talking about the same guy?
Bitch, your legs got the heat, bitch.
We ain't even in the same league. Double the bands, double the bands, double the paper. Double the bands, double the bands, double the paper. Double the bands, double the bands, double the paper. Double the bands, double the bands, double the paper.
Am I the only one that's not afraid to address the elephant in the room? He had to sell his soul to the devil. He Illuminati or he not from here. He too light-skinned to be that good.
We're back on Live Free or Die Radio. We got Casso with us. Blackout season is in effect. It's on a slight hiatus, but we're back December 7th.
Yes, sir.
Dropping a video or a song, or you can't tell us?
That spoils, you know, the fun. I can't. I will say, though, that the feature on the song that's going to kick off Blackout season is somebody that you know. That's
okay.
All I'm gonna say. That's all I'm going to say.
I know a lot of people.
I know, that's the unfortunate part, right? That's what makes it fun.
You are having fun. That's the dope part. Is like, it's fun. It's it's dope because the music is serious, but then you have the skits to even it all out. Like, you're keeping it light. You could be super, you know, tough guy about everything.
I wanted to be human. I felt like this was the best way to express how human I was, because there are, you know, them sad love songs. There are those introspective thinking songs, the club songs, and then there's the comedy. You know, I feel like that wide array is the best example of like who I am as an individual, because, you know, I'm all over the place. I'm not just this one person all the time. I'm not always sad. I'm not always happy, you know.
As we all are, yeah. And I think a lot of artists get lost in sometimes trying to focus on the one emotion too much, and then they're completely unrelatable.
A lot of people, I was talking about this the other day, a lot of labels and management companies turn artists into cartoon characters. You know, they give you this one outfit to wear, this one like identity to wear, and then you have to always wear it. And eventually when you get tired of the cartoon, you get tired of the artist as well, so I didn't want to be that.
Well, they say that's the key. You find that one personality trait, and then you turn the volume up all the way.
Really?
Yeah.
I was unaware.
That's what I heard, at least. But then you become a cartoon. You're not real, you know. You're a caricature. So we got some real questions for you here, man.
Okay.
I ain't on Twitter, so please don't ever mention me. How do you What's that?
Those are balls. I quoting the balls.
Yeah,
I see you,
man.
Right?
I listen.
Okay.
How do you balance? Because I feel like you have this internal conflict where you want the acclaim, but you don't necessarily want the attention. Because like you value your privacy, which is rare and not really understood that much these days.
So you saying how do I balance it?
Yeah, I feel like. Do you feel like there's a conflict there?
Yeah, it's a bit of a I don't want to say paradox, because I'm not sure that's the right word, but it's a bit confusing, but it's like, it's one of them things where I think I'm extremely talented, and I think I put in a lot of work, and I think I deserve, you know, the recognition for that work, but it's like, every step I take forward, I'm reminded of like the world that I'm walking into, where people talk about you all day, every day, for no reason at all. I'm more so just manning up and accepting it, but It's only difficult to battle in my team because they'd be like, get on Twitter, you need a Twitter. And I'd be like, y'all don't live in my mind, y'all don't know what I might tweet. You know what I'm saying? Like,
So you're doing the Instagram though, where's Caso? You're doing the YouTube, which is a wicked Caso move to drop the album on YouTube.
Yeah.
The season, my bad.
It's going to go on SoundCloud soon because I'm getting numerous complaints about people not being able to listen to it on YouTube. But I just wanted to pull everything in one place, and I knew we were releasing videos on top of music, and I figured YouTube be the one place to pull all of that. You can just watch it at once.
YouTube subscribers are more valuable than SoundCloud ones too.
Really? I was unaware.
I would say, I mean, first of all, SoundCloud's kind of
dying down.
Well, you can get the music pretty much anywhere now, and like SoundCloud, the future's uncertain. But beyond that, like, I mean, a YouTube subscriber, like, even if you're talking about doubling the bands, like, you can monetize on YouTube. You can get a video. They're more interactive. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a stream. Like, SoundCloud is just a stream of stuff. Like, I feel like people don't, I don't know, in my opinion, I'd rather have YouTube subscribers than SoundCloud.
I respect it. I think I'm on the same wave.
Right, yeah. Yeah. Well, if you drop a video, how does SoundCloud know about it?
Exactly.
They don't know.
And then you got to, like, put video in the description. It's like, I've seen multiple people listen to songs on YouTube, so I figured it would be the best
place. Yeah, the only thing that gets you is the, screen time. But now when you drop it on SoundCloud, though, you've built that demand. People want these records.
Yeah. It's I'm really excited. That makes me feel good every day. Every single day somebody asks for it, it makes me feel good.
Do you have, are they working? So I know one thing you did is you kind of tested the market first. Like, I know I've heard you do a ton of songs live. And some of them are on SoundCloud for a bit and got taken down. I don't know if those are on the next album that this is leading up to, or if those are part of Blackout Season. I'm on the edge of my seat. But are some of these songs surprising you? Or are there ones that you thought wouldn't be the hits that they are, or the other way around?
There was one particular song. I didn't know everybody was gonna like Eotic with Tizzy like that.
Yeah.
I didn't know everybody was going to like, I want to tell you Double the Bends, but I can't remember what song it is off the top of my head. But there were a couple of songs, and every time somebody's like, yo, this is my favorite song on the season, it always makes me ecstatic, because everybody has a different favorite song. And I really haven't met the same person that has like the same favorite song as somebody else. So
that's dope.
It's dope as hell.
I got to ask, did you meet Tizzy at 24 and 24?
Yes. Thanks.
That's dope.
Shout out to LFOD. Shout out to Uncle Sam, because that record would not exist without that 24 and 24 project that we were on together.
That's dope, man. That was the whole goal of it. When I saw you drive a record with her, I was like, man.
You blessed us with amazing music. Everybody needs to take a second and thank Uncle Sam for that.
Hashtag 24 and 24. Hashtag. Blackout Season.
Facts.
Jubilee. Mr. Jubilee. You knew that song was going to go, though.
Yeah. That was That was one of them records that when I made it, I was like, yeah, this is it. And it was dope recording that when I recorded it during the 24 and 24 project, because I remember everybody was just so excited listening to it, like, what is going on right now? And like, that was a blessing. We had to run with the video and everything, so I knew that one was one.
So you got them coming. You're doing different things. You're reworking it. You talked about, I checked your other interview earlier in this week. You talked about being an artist and having the talent, but not the resources.
Yeah.
Do you have, like, if you can pass some advice or some tips to someone else out there who's going through the same thing, who's mm-hmm. feeling that way, like, how did you get through that? Because that's a very real struggle.
Listen to me. Listen to me very carefully. Do not give up. Don't ever give up. No matter how dark it gets, no matter how alone you get, no matter what happens, this is temporary. You're stronger than this. You have this story because the universe and God gave you this story, because you're the only person who can handle this. Nobody else can handle this but you. That's why you're going through it. Do not give up. It will get better. And I promise you it will get better. I know for a fact.
Can I say something about that? If you don't mind.
We're going to have to give him a mic.
Yeah. I was just going to say something real quick. For any artist, anybody in this business, because the music, if you don't love this, you shouldn't be in it. You know what I mean? So you got to keep pushing. And what I would say is, the resources you do have, pull all your energy and put it towards the resources you do have until people see how great you are in that area. You know what I mean? And it will bring other people towards you. You know what I mean? People that want the same thing as you. People that love this music just as much as you do. You know what I mean?
Shout out to D.
Shout out to D. We're just going to play another record. Cause
let's do it.
That mic's good too. Okay. Whatever. Use them both.
Right.
Yeah. We got Caso. I was going to play I Think I Am, but I think we're going to play Eotic.
Because
you brought it up.
Eotic stands for Everyone That I See, by the way. I don't know if that was common knowledge or not yet.
I'm hip. Now they are. Anyway, Live Free or Die Radio, we got Caso. We'll be back after this.
Someone tell why is it that I feel so different from everyone that I see? From everyone that I see.
I don't believe in shaking hands for the sake of show. I don't believe forsaking friends for the sake of dough. I know my time is coming, I'm just trying to take it slow. I just hate when Zigan asks me more than they need to know. I never sleep, so much on my mind that I never speak. Niggas out here fighting over crumbs, go fuck it, let them eat. Niggas out here jumping to conclusions, fuck it, let them leak. Till they fucking death, won't even waste my fucking breath. Fighting like an Uchiha for this vision. I protect the cats who overlook the vision, lose their vision round my neck. The man inside the mirror is the only one I can't neglect. So all the time I spend alone, this time I'm spending to reflect. Fancy clothes, money comes in as fast as it goes. Life is a battle against these lows. When will it stop? Don't nobody know. We all dream to be immortalized. Crystal splash before the highs. Playing dummies, trading long money for shorter lives. Pray we see this mortal life. I pray one day we put them guns away and organize. Stack that paper towards the sky, past the sky, ask the sky, why my niggas had to die? Why they try to get my nigga to him and he had to ride? Had this thing go, we became cold. Can't trust the soul, this demon's in plain clothes. What's good, it's your boy Caso. It's blackout season, and you're listening to me live on LFOD Radio.
Yeah, he did the logo too.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta ask you, Caso, what does Live Free or Die mean to you?
It basically means live how you want, or what's the point of living?
I'm with it.
Yay.
I've been collecting answers, you know. I've been collecting them recently.
Hopefully when they do the pool of the best answers, you know, my answer's up there, I feel like.
I didn't even think of that.
You should.
That's dope. We should write them all down and do, like, see?
Just start with mine. Yeah, you know, everyone before me.
Yours is the most simple. Say more, but I speak less, right?
Yes. This is why you're the homie, because you're just in tune. I'm not even say no more.
You don't have to. So, the big thing here, man, I think, we talk a lot about ego on this show and, like, just how it, you know, it's a good thing, it's a bad thing, what it is. Usually we lead to it being a bad thing, but I feel like for you, like, I still remember, you probably don't listen to Ozzy Osbourne at all, but there was an Ozzy Osbourne interview I saw way back, and he was like, ego is so bad, but he's like, but the one time and the biggest thing is when you can just say, F him, I don't need him. And, like, so many times people thought he was done, and it was like, nah, I got this. And, like, you just keep soldiering. And, like, now you're really trying to demonstrate who you are. Like, how important has, like, just, like, that confidence in yourself been to this whole thing?
I needed that, because if I didn't have that confidence, you know, I definitely would have crumbled under, like, the failures from before. In regards to, like, just letting my ego out, my ego has developed a personality of his own. His name is Relly. He's featured on songs like Superman, the Gunmo remix, and the Creepy Kush remix. But, like, my ego, I finally understand how to channel it. I remember one time when we were having an interview, I told you I was hanging with some people that were teaching me how to channel my energy. I channel all my ego in my music, so that, like, anytime I feel that way, you know, that's where it goes. So I could sit with you, you know what I mean, completely ego-free, and, like, right, enjoy a conversation with you. But that confidence is key. I'm so blessed to have it, because there were a lot of people who said, nah, you couldn't do it like that. And then I did.
Yep. You did, man. You did. You told us. I believed you. I mean, if people believed you, the people on your side, like, man, dude. It almost worked out better this way, because people have just been waiting. Like,
yeah.
When's Casa gonna do it?
Yeah, I'm mad happy, because I hope every single person that said I wasn't gonna do this is watching. I hope every person that thought I was gonna detox this is watching, and they understand that I am very serious about my craft, and I understand that timing is everything. So I wait for that moment, and this is the moment.
Do they fuel you too? Do you get fuel from that, or is it just secondary?
Nah, I definitely get fuel from that, and that's mainly because I felt crazy when they said I couldn't do it. When they said that this was not, like, a good idea, or rapping in a manner wasn't a good idea, I felt insane. I felt like, wait, how could they believe this? How am I wrong? And then I finally, I'm not wrong. I'm not wrong. Okay, that's dope.
You are not wrong at all, my dude. You're not wrong at all, my dude. But you got to get out of here soon, right? So we're going to cut this one short. We'll have you back, though.
Yes, part two. We need a part two ASAP.
What are you doing next week?
Are we doing anything next week? Do you know? Next Tuesday, we back here.
So you know what? We're not even going to drop this tomorrow.
Let's do that.
We're going to do just a super episode. We're blacking out all over everyone.
Oh, blackout LFOD special edition.
Yes, yes. We're going to do a double forum. So everyone should listen to Justin Clancy interview out now. But Casos, we're dropping this next week. They're going to have to wait.
Yeah, you're going to have to wait.
If you weren't tuned in live, you know, you got to wait an extra week.
I'm going to come back with the clan.
With the clan.
Bring the whole clan.
No one's effing with them.
Nobody's effing with the clan. Somebody wrote on that and said the song was trash.
Really?
Shout out to him.
We have one YouTube hater now who found a bunch of our old videos and was telling us how the Cyphers weren't the hottest dudes, and he can name 20 dudes hotter than that. And I kept responding, like, who are they? And I gave him like a month, and I just deleted all his comments.
Yeah, I had to do that too.
Yeah, you have to sometimes, man. I don't understand the dislikes. Well, we're gonna play that Think I Am, I think.
Oh, play that.
Although, you know, I gotta cut Latrell's verse.
Sorry, Latrell.
Because I told him a long time ago that he had to stop using Uncle Sam in his records, because he knows me now, and he needs to be more creative with his metaphors for taxes and the government, and he didn't listen. So, not the people have to listen to me, but I don't know.
I understand.
Have that threat be hollow. So hopefully you edited that out. If not, we're only going to play half his verse.
No, I did not have a direct correlation with those two things. So sorry, Latrell.
Just future notice, if you use Uncle Sam in your records, you know. There's no excuses anymore.
Say no more. Y'all heard it here on the LFOD Blackout, season edition.
We're all blacking out.
The Blackout
now.
Edition.
Blacking out. Casso. We'll be back with Casso next week. I'm going to head out of here with him. We're going to take some photos and stuff. Then I'll be back. So we're going to let these records spin. But this is Think I Am, Blackout season. Casso TV at Where's Casso on Instagram.
It's not a mixtape, it's a season.
Facts.
In my sleep, give a f- whether you agree, give a f- whether they survive. Wave is coming, can you hear the tide? Say the best, please don't say the city. When I say the best, you say a lie. Go forget I think I am. Go forget I think I am. Go forget I think I am. Go forget I think I am.
Love, love. I really think that I'm Quincy Jones. I really think I'm Pharrell too. I made them second guess they approaches. The question is, what will Latrell do? They gon' find out this heaven sent. They gon' find out I'm hell proof. They gon' put all their eggs in one basket and they gon' complain cause it fell through. Puff kid, I think I am everything you thought I was before I made a dollar. Puff, do you think this is? If it ain't by the payment, I don't see the point of talking. No love for
for your chain, you better talk that nigga. Your label gon' want the funds back when the price is home. Anything to prove, ready told him that I came for the loot. I'm hanging when I swing out the roof, tell him to get.
Surprise. He's still here.
It's blackout season. We do what we want.
It's all a game. With very serious stakes, though.
Facts.
We got more Casa, more D. Pause.
I see what you did there.
Where is he? He's not there?
The D's in the bathroom right now.
Oh, where? Yeah, I guess so. So, that Jubilee video was a blast.
Yeah. That was dope. That was a dope experience. It was beautiful having all of you guys out there. You had a dope cameo in there.
Yeah, man. It's cool. They're not listening.
Okay. So you had a very dope cameo, and when we shot the video in the classroom, shot the video in BU. A funny story: we snuck into that classroom. We weren't supposed to be in there.
Really?
I wasn't gonna tell y'all that though, cause y'all would have been scared.
You had it set up like it was so pre-planned and organized. And
we just picked a room.
Oh, man, that could have gone left.
But I scouted the place four times before I went in there. But then that day, every other classroom that I scouted was full, so we just picked a room.
Yo. See? You got to make the most of it. That's hip-hop right there.
Facts.
We did what we could with what we had.
Facts.
That was a dope video. If you haven't seen the Jubilee video, Caso TV. It's a party. Tizzy was at that. Bakari was at that.
Mm-hmm.
We drove up to New Hampshire after that. It was a long day. It was a fun day, though. So, one thing you got going on here. So, you've done a lot of your own artist development. What's that been like? Because right now, I know you're trying to demonstrate the range of your talent, and you're thinking bigger picture, you know, you're thinking TV, you're thinking all sorts of things, different records for different situations. What's it like to do that yourself?
It's hard because you don't never know when you're being too critical of yourself or when you're not being critical enough of yourself. There'll be times where I want to sing. And I know I can't sing. Like I don't tell anybody I can sing, but like there's times where I want to sing.
You can. Home. Back. Is Home the song?
Home.
I can't go
back on the road.
Back on the road. Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean that, but that I don't necessarily count that as. I don't know why.
You got another record you showed me at my house that time too.
You Darling, you probably yeah. But sometimes I want to sing on every record, and okay. People be like, "You can't sing that song," and I be like, "Yes, I can." And they're like, "No, you can't." And then it's like, then you got to step back for a second and be like, "Can I sing this song?" Like for instance, Eotic. I was supposed to sing that. Tizzy was not supposed to sing that. I was supposed to sing that, but
I am glad you let her.
Yeah, because I was like, she was in the studio. She was singing one record, and I was like, "Yo, Tizzy, you wanna try this for me real quick?" She said, "Okay." She started singing, and I'm like, "Yes, yep. I'm not on this. I'm not on this issue." So
did you just low key drop? You got multiple Tizzy records?
Yeah, they're gonna be multiple Tizzy records. Unfortunately, like Tizzy works as hard as me. Tizzy, that girl is a workaholic, and like she comes in there, "What are we doing? Okay, what are we doing next? What are we doing next? Okay, I gotta go to rehearsal and I'll be back. What are we doing now?" And it's amazing. Shout out to Tizzy.
Yeah, we love Tizzy. Shout out to Tizzy.
Shout out to Bakari for the introduction to Tizzy.
We try not to shout out Bakari.
Okay,
much.
It won't happen again. It won't happen again.
All right. Now we love Bakari. We shout out Bakari too much, is what it is. It's all love though. But so far there have been very few features. What's the plan going forward? Are we going to get more?
Yeah, you're going to get more. There's one feature right now that is a remix to a song that is going to be big in the urban hip-hop community in Boston. I can't say who's on the feature yet. I tell you off the radio what the remix is going to be.
Word.
But yeah, it's going to be big for the city because these two people already have big records out. They're not, I'm gonna let you know ahead of time, it's not Stiz.
Okay.
It's not Christmas, it's not, but it's like these other up and coming artists, and I'll let you know who they are again off the radio. And once that record gets remixed, it's taking over the Boston streets, I promise you.
Oh, so you're remixing their record?
No, we're remixing one of my records.
Okay.
And it was already a good record, but it was requested to be a little bit longer, so
okay.
Yeah, we had to go do that.
Well, you did everything. That's what I like about the season is everything is a verse here. Like, they're all open to be remixed.
Yeah.
And it's one reason I think I'm not going to hear a couple of my favorite joints because they had multiple verses. So I think those are for the album, which is coming down the line, right?
Yeah. You might, we can talk about that a little in a second.
But I want to be surprised.
Okay, say no more. But yeah, you might, if it's two verses, it's probably on the album.
Yeah.
It's probably on the album.
I like it though, because it's really like a mixtape where it's just like, you used to get those
one verse, one verse.
Yeah, man, and it would just be 20 songs, 30 songs, just bodies.
Yeah, and I wanted to keep that element with everything. That's also why we included Papa Don. Shout out to Papa Don for all the skits and everything, because I wanted that mixtape feel, like, because people are too, you know, when they be putting together these projects, it got to be all neat and like well, because like, no, go off on everything, and I had the talent to go off on everything, so I just went off on everything.
You went off hard on a couple of the new ones.
Word, that's dope.
The Gummo one, you were mad.
Yeah, I got those are gonna get remixed before they put on SoundCloud, like quality wise. But like, yeah, all my anger and aggression.
Did you just have to get that out?
Yeah, that's Relly. When I say like Relly, like I think before the Gummo started, I was like blah 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 blah, blah, this is Relly, cause like that's my inner ego like finally escaping his cage, essentially.
He had his own Instagram for a little bit.
Yeah.
You didn't realize it sent the notifications out.
Yeah, that I got caught because those, I'm going to be honest with that. That was my test account for Blackout Season. I was testing out, make sure all the squares and everything fit perfectly. And then unfortunately, a bunch of people got requests to Rockboy Relly's Instagram account.
Yeah, just a heads up. It'll tell all your Facebook friends that you're now on Instagram as XYZ. So there's no secrets anymore, man. That's what I'm saying about this privacy thing. Yeah. Like, not only, like, I'm pretty open, but there's parts of my life that I'm pretty private about. But people, like, it used to be, you know, some of your friends would even get mad if you didn't tell them, you know, everything they want to know. But now it's like complete strangers demand to be in your life.
I don't know why that is, you know, to be honest with you. But I think it's just one of them things where, like, people feel like they've devoted so much attention to you that they deserve, you know, that information. But nobody really deserves that information. Like, to be honest with you, and my clan is probably the only people that I talk to.
Yeah.
Also, in case you're wondering, I chose to call us a clan instead of a team because we were all like big Naruto fans, and it was a family. Also, like, if you say the word clan enough, hopefully it desensitizes everybody to the word, and it loses its meaning when you listen to, when you mention other clans that are not as popping as my clan.
Yo. See, Casa's for the bigger picture. Yeah, there's always a plan, man.
Try to be.
Clan, 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 clan.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for not going gang, dude. Clan is just like, when I hear clan, I think, and especially because you have the anime video with it, I really think like some warrior things are going down.
That's what we are. We're a bunch of like, incredibly talented artists. The Latin division of Small World, it should be going up shortly, and we have two amazingly talented Latin artists, Andre Dallas and Jonah, incredible. And then the English side of Small World is actually going to go up. It's going up now with me, but we have a couple more artists like LR that you're going to look out for, and then Jonah's English music. He's an R&B artist as well, you're going to look out for. It's going to be really big for us. It's going
to
be really good for us.
I need you to take 1 second. If you can, even remember them all, and list all the companies you are a part of now.
Let's go. Okay. All right, so we got Brown and White, which is a digital media company. Daniel Autumn Films, which is the film company. 1923, which is the clothing line. Small World Music, which is a label. Small World Incorporated, which is the company that umbrellas everything else. Let me see if I'm forgetting anything. I feel like I'm forgetting anything. The Latin division of Small World Music. We have another clothing line that's a part of Small World, Screams Clothing. I feel like I'm missing things, but these are essentially the base of our entire company, so that all of these things can grow and flourish into larger companies. You know, you start off with a little clothing line, you sell your merch. You're starting a clothing line, essentially. You're gaining fans for a clothing line by selling like merch for artists. The digital marketing company, we all the graphic designs that you see, you know, I do all the graphic designs, all the animated GIFs for like the songs, you know, we do. And eventually all these things are going to flourish into larger things. So I'm blessed, man. I'm stupid blessed. I don't know why God keeps blessing me, to be honest with you. I'm blessed.
Don't question it. Accept it. Show gratitude.
Truth.
Keep moving. Do you ever feel like you're too talented at different things? Because you're a beast on the graphic design. You do all our flyers, and people are, it always, I think we have the best flyers for events out, and it always blows people away. Who did that? My Casso did it.
I have to agree. You do guys have the best flyers out right now. Too talented. No, I think, to be honest with you, I would say like I'm probably like number two at everything, and number one at rap.
Okay. But I mean, like, just so you could focus more. Like, do you feel like you would have focused more on the music if you didn't have other things you could do well?
Oh, yeah. All the time. Because they'll meet you. They'll meet you and they'll be like, hey, can I get a cover art for my artist single? And I'll be like, yeah. And they're like, I see some of your work. And they go on my Instagram. Who shot that video? I did. Can I get a video, too? Can I get some marketing, too? I'm like, whoa. Slow down, buddy. I'm just here for the graphic designs. I'm not here for all of that.
So you got to talk to D about that.
Yeah, talk to D, man, because I'm not trying to have these conversations. But it's a blessing, but it is overwhelming at times, you know. Sometimes I wish there was a way to monetize it more into my favor. But that's life. You can't necessarily predict what's going to happen. You got to just roll with it.
Absolutely. Or you've already lost.
Facts.
Life is another word for change. Really.
I like that.
Yeah, man.
I like that a lot, actually.
Take it.
I'm actually putting in a rap. And Uncle Sam told me life is... Are you going to mute that if I say Uncle Sam?
No, you can... Hey, this... I should clarify my stance on that. There's two reasons for it. One is it's funny. You know, I think I'm trying to reclaim that name, similar to how you're taking back Clan. Mm-hmm. I feel like the original Uncle Sam, if you don't know, he actually supplied beef for the Revolutionary Army during the Revolutionary War. You know, he marked him United States, but his name was Sam. The soldiers just started calling it Uncle Sam, and we got more. So he literally fueled the revolution.
That's dope.
So then he got turned into this tax monster along the way. So I'm trying to bring him back to the origins. And also, I feel like New England's not that big, so if you're out here, you know it's me. So I don't need any slippery talk. And second of all, third of all, whatever we're on, it's just like lazy. Like if you Google Uncle Sam and hip-hop, half of it you get MC Hammer owes Uncle Sam taxes. T.I. owes Uncle Sam. It's just like a lazy writing thing. So I want people to step their bars up because that's not... It's not new. No shot. Sorry, Latrell. You're just like the example because we actually spoke about it. But Latrell will be in here in March if he doesn't cancel after this.
So I heard the interview. I'm not interested anymore.
It's a lot. That's the problem with booking so far out. We're booking April already. So, like, people can leave whenever.
But that's beautiful, though.
I like it a lot, man. It's, you know, that's, it's all educational, too, though, because people need to know you need more rollout to do your records. Like, if you're not planning your rollout that far in advance, like, it's probably not going to work right.
Facts.
So, we're just trying to keep up with you, man.
Man, I'm trying to keep up with myself. Yeah.
It's all you can do, man. It's just you at the end of the day.
Yeah.
We're all given a universe, and we do what we can with it.
Yeah. Some people choose to do nothing with it, which is very, 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 very sad. If you need something to do, come holler at us. We got jobs. Available. Small world. We're not clean with the Illuminati.
Yo, straight up. All right. We'll be back with Casso next week. Hopefully, Tia will be back healthy again because I know she's got some questions for you.
Cool.
And yeah, this podcast will not be available tomorrow, but you can go to LFODradio.com, listen to Justin Clancy podcast, Tim Nye and Kyle Bent, more stuff like that. SoundCloud, LFOD is hopping. Twitter, at LiveFreeODRadio, LFODRadio on Instagram and Facebook. I think that's it for me. If you're an artist, submissions at lfodradio.com. Send us clean records. And I'm going to try to put the pressure on you for...